Yes, now George Bass and Matthew Flinders 50 cent coin. They made a fair few of these, 22.4 million. So they're not on the coin value list right here, but I've got a roll to search through. So we'll check through all of these coins right here, see if we can add something to the collection. However, if you're just starting out, you'll generally want to have one coin from each year. And you might love this design, so you might collect as many as you can find. So it's totally up to you how you go about collecting. And if you love certain designs, then go for it. Collect what you are interested in and go for it. So let's see what we've got in this lot right here. If you're interested in the coin value list to find out the lower mintage dates and the main error coins you can find through the link in my account, let's see what we've got. Let's go find the edge of the paper, and we'll tear it off. Oof, not a super clean tear, but it's all good as long as we get access. Let's move the bag into position. Here it is, Matthew Flinders and George Bass. Nice work, boys. All right, put that aside. That looks fairly fresh, actually, so I might even add it to my collection. Here we go, a Commonwealth Games coin, 1982. This one's fairly nice, too, in nice condition. Again, they made a fair few of these, and personally, myself, I've got a lot of these in perfect condition, so I don't necessarily need to hold on to a lot more, but that is pretty fresh, too. There we go. Put it aside. 1998, another Bass and Flinders. This one's a little bit more worn. It looks a little bit rustic, a little bit antiqued, this one. I don't know where it's been, but there you go. ...2014, we'll look for a crop circle. So over here in that little void, where's my little pointer? Get my little pointer so I can show you exactly where I'm talking about. This little void right here, sometimes you can have a little circle type feature. It's referred to as a crop circle. Unfortunately, not on that coin. It's got a little bit of doubling down the back of the kangaroo through here. Sometimes you can get some spiky bits up through here, and it looks a bit like, they call it a Godzilla, Godzilla or Roozilla. And sometimes people refer to this as a little bit of a Roozilla as well. But so this is a 2001 coin. The Godzilla Roozilla, $7 to $20 is a recent selling price range on them. This here is pretty common on these 2001 coins, this bit of sort of partial double rim over here. So not a lot of value for that particular thing, but I'll put that aside. Here we go again. There's another one of these with the partial double rim, 2001 coin again. We'll see if it's the same. Yeah, it's the same design. They made a fair few of this design. Just checking for that extra W. This one doesn't have the doubling on the back of the kangaroo, so let that one go. 77, this will be a Silver Jubilee. So the Silver Jubilee's recent selling price range on these, $2.20 to $8. Cool. Ooh, we get to check this one for the crop circles. Not seeing a crop circle there. 83. Oops. Two coins to go. Last coin, a 2015. Fairly fresh sort of looking coin there. Good luck with your searches. Hopefully you find some cool coins. Nice.